Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, so all she wants is a girls' night out from this email that we got here. All she wants is a girls' night out, hang out with her friends. But there's one woman in this group that keeps messing it up over and over and over again.
Hello. A podcast subscriber here from the UK. Love your show and need your help. But please keep my name out of this just in case.
That's pretty good.
Not bad, eh?
Yeah, you sound like that girl in Ted Lasso.
Oh, I haven't watched it.
Keely?
Yeah,
Keely.
You sound like Keely.
She sure does. Like
I have a delicate situation that I could really use your help with. I have a group of friends from uni. We graduated over 20 years ago, so we've been friends a long time. Most of us are married now in long-term relationships, parents, etc., and we live in different parts of the country. We try to get together around once a month. Sometimes partners will be included, sometimes kids. On crazy days, kids and partners. It's all great. We all get along well. The delicate... I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, I couldn't even really focus on what the subject was. I was just waiting for the wheels to fall off.
I had no idea what was happening in the story right now.
She does sound so much like Keely from Taylor.
I scrolled and I saw how long it was and I'm like, no, we gotta switch it up. All right.
I don't have accent stamina.
No, I do not, among other things. All right, the delicate...
This is a family show.
No, it ain't. The delicate situation arises when we have our girls' night out / spa days. One of my friends is gay and she's happily married. I was a bridesmaid and I get along well with her wife. The issue is when we have our girls' night out spa days, everyone loves our girls' day out, even though some of our partners were in uni with us. They've always been a part of the group. The rest of us come along and leave our male husband's partners at home. Her wife joins us. This wouldn't be a problem, but the wife is a little bit possessive and doesn't like us talking too much about the time when she didn't know our friend. They've been together 8 years, so we have 15 plus years of history, memories, inside jokes that are off limits when she's around. Also, like in every relationship, our friend acts a little bit different when her wife is about. We feel she doesn't get the escape from grown-up married life that these days / nights offer the rest of us. Everyone needs the chance to rant about their partners to their besties every now and then, don't they? I've discussed this with my friend and she agrees. She's troubled as she can't use the line that the rest of us use on our partners. It's just the girls tonight, as her wife is, obviously, a girl. She's tried to tell her that she would like to spend the night with her friends, but this hurt her wife a lot as we're all friends now. And yes, we are all friends, but we're friends through marriage. If, and obviously we hope it will never come to this, they divorce, it will be the wife that will be left out of the group, not the friend I've known most of my life. The wife doesn't have many friends of her own, so I don't know if this is the issue. She had a tough time growing up gay in a very conservative area. I have no idea how to advise my friend to handle this. Any advice? Or are we wrong to want a night out with our friend without her other half, who I do also consider a friend? Thank you so much for your advice.
I don't know that I have advice, but I have an observation, and I think we've talked about it before. I think a lot of people are reluctant to get into relationships because you feel like you lose your freedom, right? The possessiveness that comes along with that, and you just don't feel like you can live authentically with a person that is going to, quote unquote, I don't want to say tie you down, just not allow you to... You can be free within your own relationships, independent even in a relationship. And I think most struggle with that independence or don't get into relationships for that reason.
This is a little bit of a red flag for me personally, and I don't know if you guys would agree with this across the board. It's one thing to act a little different around a boyfriend or a girlfriend versus when you're with your old like college friends. But to me, when you act different with a husband or a wife, Do you know what I mean? Like, for me, I act the same with my husband as I do with my any of my friends, because he is one of my best friends. And so I feel comfortable to be completely myself. I don't feel the need to put on a different veneer with him if I'm around my friends and he's there too. I don't act differently. So for her to be like, she acts differently when her wife is around, is a red flag for me, but I don't know if that's a universal red flag.
I think it absolutely is.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. I think in any relationship, we're getting kind of deep here. I think in any relationship, the killer is if you can't be authentic.
Yeah, I see what you mean, but I was also having a conversation with my friends, and from a completely non-romantic side, in our girl group, we have this pair of two best friends, and we always kind of joke that when these two girls are together, they lose like half their brain cells because they just bring out this kind of weird, awkward side in each other. But we love hanging out with one of them because when that one girl is just with us, she's like a completely different person. And I don't think it's a red flag. I think they just bring out a kind of a weird side in each other. And it just kind of shifts the energy of the group. So I kind of get what they're saying. But it is a weird thing. Like, they're both girls. How do you disinvite them from girls' night?
So that's the question. Like, so how does she get out of this?
It's friends. This is not...
Well, so I wouldn't call it a girls' night anymore. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, hey, tonight's just to hang with my university pals. Uni pals.
Yeah, I'd call it uni night.
Yeah.
I think it should be even across the board. If it's known that nobody can bring their partner, then that should just be what it is. Regardless of who your partner is, that's just what it is for everybody.
Get it? The Burt Show.